I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Tuesday, April 20th. A brightening moon, one day past its first quarter, rides high into the southwest as the last of the twilight fades from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. In spite of the moon's growing brightness, you should be able to pick out two moderately bright stars to the moon's right, the twin stars of Gemini. An equal distance to the left shines the bright star Regulus, the brightest star in another zodiac constellation, Leo the Lion. In between Gemini and Leo, both in the zodiac and in the heavens above, lies the very faint pattern of Cancer the Crab, hosting the moon tonight and rendering it essentially invisible. The moon's light will also hamper another feature in the skies through the rest of the week. The Lyrid meteor shower reaches its annual peak tomorrow night into the early hours of Thursday morning. At its best, we only see 10 to 15 meteors per hour streak across the skies, which will likely be reduced to perhaps 5 or 10 meteors per hour this year. We'll look into the details of the Lyrid meteor shower Wednesday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.